Thank you for downloading the Preventative HR podcast from Gap HR Services. To find out more, visit our resources section at gaphr.co.uk. But first, sit back and enjoy this week's Preventative HR podcast. This week's HR frequently asked question is, when do I need to give a new employee a contract and why? Legally, you have to give all new employees a contract within 2 months of them starting. On a purely practical level, it ensures that they know what is expected of them, i.e. their hours of work. They also know what they're entitled to, i.e. holidays, any sick pay, etc. This frees them up to concentrate on doing the actual work you hired them for. If you don't give them a written contract, then the statutory rules apply. These rules are to protect the employee, not the employer. Therefore, you may not be in the best position to do what has to be done if you rely on an oral contract. This applies to handbooks and policies as well. In your disciplinary policy, you need to say that you won't follow the ACAS guidelines if someone has been with you for less than 1 year. If you don't have this written down and you haven't given it to the employee, then you have to follow the guidelines. What a hassle! A recent case was about an employee who only had an oral employment contract. The employer had to pay her for all her unused holiday for the whole of her employment. Normally, if you don't use it, you lose it. However, because the tribunal felt that the employee hadn't known what would happen to her holiday if she didn't use it, she had nothing in writing telling her this, ignorance was bliss. The employer had to pay out 131 and a half days holiday to her. Wow, that's a huge amount. On top of all this, if an employee brings a claim against you and is successful at tribunal, you may have to pay them more money because you haven't given them a written contract. The extra money they could be given will usually be 2 or 4 weeks' pay. To lessen the amount, make sure you give them a written employment contract. And make sure you let staff know, in writing, of any changes to their working conditions 4 weeks before you change, not the same day. To listen again to any of our free podcasts, please go to our resources page at gaphr.co.uk.